You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Another library construction project in the Chippewa Valley officially broke ground on Monday. Construction work on the new Cadott Community Library is now officially underway. The site is located between the elementary school and historical society off Highway 27. Like other recently started library construction projects in the region, the village of Cadott received $3.7 million in funding through Wisconsin's Flexible Facilities Grant Program. Officials are also looking to raise another $500,000 for equipment and moving costs. The University of Wisconsin-Stout campus now features two electric vehicle charging stations for both students and community members. The charging stations in Lot 14 were officially unveiled last week after 2 years of development. They are part of the ChargePoint charging network and will be available for a fee of 35 cents per kilowatt hour. University officials say the new charging stations can accommodate four vehicles at a time and highlight the school's commitment to promoting clean energy solutions and offering green transportation options. Transportation officials are warning Barron and Chippewa County residents of an overnight closure for bridge work on southbound Highway 53 tonight. The closure will occur between Highway I near Chatek and Highway M near New Auburn beginning at 8 p.m. on Wednesday and ending at 6 a.m. on Thursday. Traffic will be detoured to Highway I, Highway SS, and Highway M before linking back up with Highway 53. Construction work on Highway 53 began in May and is currently scheduled to wrap up for the season in mid-November before resuming in the spring. The Wisconsin State Patrol is asking residents to participate in a nationwide contest to choose the best-looking cruiser. The contest is organized by the American Association of State Troopers, and the top 13 vote-getters will be featured in the organization's 2026 wall calendar. The Wisconsin State Patrol's entry this year features a cruiser parked in front of the last coal-fired steamship in the country, which is also a designated historical landmark. Voting for the best-looking cruiser contest can be completed online and will be open until 5 p.m. on July 11th. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction estimates it will receive about $5.5 billion in general school aid under the tentative biennial budget agreement announced on Tuesday. The agency estimates that about 135 of the state's 421 school districts will receive more funding than they did last school year. 277 districts are estimated to receive less funding than last school year, including 86 districts that will receive the maximum 15% decrease in aid. Individual district estimates can be found on the DPI website. The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its monthly report for May, showing a drop in home sales and increase in home prices from the same time last year. According to the report, home sales through the first 5 months of 2025 fell by 2.7% compared to the same period last year. The median home price also rose by nearly 7% to $315,000. While the number of existing homes for sale dropped by about 1.5%, the total number of listings rose by 8.5% with over 22,000 homes on the market. Stepping Stones of Dunn County has announced the new hours for their food pantry as the organization deals with budget constraints. The food pantry will now be open on Monday from 1 to 4, Tuesday from 10 to 1, Wednesday from 2 to 6, and Saturday from 9 to 12:30. The Monday, Tuesday, and Saturday hours will be inside shopping only, and the Wednesday hours will be curbside shopping only. Organization officials say they've lost over $150,000 to federal funding cuts and had already been operating through a deficit amid increased demand. The developers of a solar energy production project in Polk County say the facility is set to begin operating this year. National Grid Renewables broke ground on the Apple River Solar Project last November. Officials say the 100-megawatt facility will be able to power about 26,000 homes and offset nearly 130,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide emissions. They also expect the facility to provide about $36 million in direct economic impact and $10 million in new tax revenue in the region over the next 20 years. Wisconsin's Natural Resources Board has approved new white-tailed deer hunting rules for the 2025-2026 seasons. The new rules were agreed upon after receiving input from individual county deer advisory councils, residents, and the Department of Natural Resources. The Natural Resources Board approved a statewide kill quota of over 291,000 antlerless deer, a 7% increase over the last hunting season. The board also approved holiday gun hunt and extended bow seasons in three additional counties this year. Governor Tony Evers and the Republican-controlled state legislature have tentatively agreed to a number of key provisions for the next biennial budget. The agreement includes a $1.3 billion income tax cut targeting the middle class, an over $250 million increase in funding for the universities of Wisconsin, a $500 million funding increase for K-12 special education programs, and $200 million for transportation projects. It also notably includes $330 million for child care programs. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Let's play two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets rained out last night in New York, so the two teams playing a doubleheader today at 16-9. Milwaukee, the hottest team in the National League for the month of June. I asked Sal Frelick, does he feel confident about the crew right now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we kind of came together almost about a month and a half ago now, and I think we kind of identified we maybe weren't playing our culture, our brand of baseball, and we fixed that pretty quickly, and good things started to happen. So as long as we can control that, I think we'll be in a good spot.
NBA, the Bucks land Pacers center Miles Turner in free agency, but release Damian Lillard. They'll pay Lillard $22.5 million per year for the next 5 years. So what does Giannis think?
Sources that relayed to me that Giannis Antetokounmpo is not pleased with the Bucks' decision to buy out Damian Lillard for the remainder of his contract. He just didn't like how it was handled. And so I was told that he is not pleased with what transpired with Damian Lillard.
That's Chris Hayes of the NBA Network. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sure, Dana Carvey is a great impressionist, but still prefers to be tactful, especially when impersonating President Joe Biden like he did during the SNL 50th anniversary broadcast. The creator of The Church Lady said to his co-host on the Fly on the Wall podcast, David Spade, that he took that approach because the former president was mentally compromised. Spade countered, saying Biden is fair game because he's in the public eye, putting himself on the total opposite end of the spectrum. That's why they make a great podcast hosting team. If you're looking for something binge-worthy, here's one of Pete's picks. Check out Department Q on Netflix. Writer, director, executive producer Scott Frank has come a long way as a writer since his first credit, which was an episode of The Wonder Years. Frank has written such films as Get Shorty, Minority Report, and the show The Queen's Gambit. Department Q follows Carl, a detective who becomes obsessed with a cold case following his own near-death experience. It's just addicting enough, so check it out. There's been lots of royal family drama over the last few years, which eventually culminated in a formal estrangement for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, also known as Harry and Meghan, which sounds a lot less sexy. Head of the not really necessary royal outfit, King Charles has made it known that he's going to buck tradition and wants the Sussexes to be front and center at his eventual funeral when the time comes. The New York Post reports that Charles has made it clear he would like his son Harry to walk side by side with his brother William, who will then be king. Charles has also stated that he would like Harry and Meghan and their children, Archie and Lilibet, good lord, they actually want people to dislike them, to take part in the lying in state and candlelight vigil portion of the funeral. There has been no comment yet from the Sussexes. I'm not being lazy. The Duchess and Duke are actually referred to by the county name. As the Squire of Marinette, Wisconsin, I can confirm this. Okay, moviegoers, it's been a great summer so far at the box office, but today is a big day for new releases and dinosaur lovers. That's right, Jurassic World Rebirth opens today, and wouldn't you know it, just in time for what is supposed to be a blockbuster holiday weekend. There is expected to be a lot more cha-ching at the box office thanks to the latest chapter in this Jurassic franchise. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and a whole bunch of CGI dinosaurs. Pretty sure the plot of the film involves dinosaurs wreaking havoc. Jurassic World Rebirth is currently coming in at just shy of fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with about 55%, and that should be enough to get people to the theaters for some T-Rex awesomeness. If you're worried that you've missed a couple of the previous films, I think you'll be okay. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm later this afternoon into tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down to 64 tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.